Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. And we got a kind of an interesting show here with Larry on his mountaintop. How are you doing, Larry?
Oh, Stuart, just up here hanging on.
Making sure you don't get blown away, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I got a couple of things here I wanted to talk about. This just barely came in. It's from the Killshot fellow, Dr. Doom. NASA discovers, and I want your comment on this, obviously. NASA discovers real example of a kill shot destroying an Earth-like planet. So how much time do we have left? Just 2 years ago, space agencies were thrilled to have finally discovered an Earth-like planet that could sustain life, being just the right distance from a nearby star. Recent findings, though, news articles have been found about it, have turned this dream into a nightmare by foreshadows the fate that will soon engulf our own Earth, a fate that Major Ed Dames has been warning us about for years that until recently some thought could never actually happen. The Earth-like planet discovered was named Proxima Centauri B, and a recently studied X-class flare that occurred from its nearest star on March 24, 2017, that's when we got the light from it, shows that the planet had been completely destroyed by the kill shot event. What do you think?
Wow. That's incredible. And by the way, just a few months ago, there was a large flare off the sun, a CME that really hit Mars, and they did monitor it and made Mars glow, actually, and, of course, hit Mars with a lot of radiation, too. Of course, you and I both know most everything on Mars is below ground.
Yes. Yeah, we've even found the tunnels and the tubes when I was doing the research on Project Red Star. It's obvious there's somebody underground. They went underground, and now we're getting, I guess you could call it, more confirmation that there's something really weird going on Mars. Personally, I think we're there. I think we can prove we're there. There's Tesla technology up there. There are pyramids and ancient structures as well as modern structures as well. And that was all on our Project Red Star video. I'm probably going to do a second one on it, but it's going to take a little bit to get it all together. But yeah, and you were taken up there and showing all kinds of stuff, entities that are living there. At the same time,
yeah.
You know, I was doing the research on Tithonia, and with the two UFOs sitting out there just as plain as day on a ramp, I mean, the whole thing is so obvious. I think people just couldn't believe that it was that obvious, that there's obviously a civilization up there. Here's something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say absolutely, That was really unique because you did not tell me you were working on that project and had those images of Mars. And every time I shared a trip with you that the Lord had taken me on, even in the tunnels, I even confronted some of the creatures there, and I'd share it with you, and you'd laugh, and I wondered why you was laughing. You was laughing because you was working the other end of it.
Yeah. Yep, I had the photographs and everything, and we took great pains to make sure it was all very legitimate. And I think the reason that people reject it is fear. It either proves we have, like Dr. Greer claims, we have very advanced space craft, who he claims can travel faster than the speed of light. And I was reading some recent articles where they claim that that's absolutely is possible, to travel much faster than the speed of light. And anyway, kind of interesting. Here's something that I think you sent it to me. The offspring of hybrid beings once here long ago will be permitted to come upon the earth once again. Now, in Isaiah, and I didn't look it up to find out exactly where it was, but there is a prayer, don't let the giants rise again. But it's supposed to be a judgment of the last days. And here's just part of it, and I want your comments on each part. A great and mighty tempest brews as the kings and lords of the world's nations, now think of Psalm 2, everybody, have plotted and conspired behind closed doors, making secret pacts and covenants that come directly from the pit of hell. Hell has enlarged her mouth to receive the untold numbers whose fate is sealed because of their obedience to utter evil, the king of darkness. What do you think about that? I mean, that parallels Psalm 2 almost exactly.
Yeah, that that really, without presenting Psalm 2, of course, we know Psalm 2 is missing from the Bible. ironically, though, that does seem to dovetail right into Psalm 2 just as close as I've almost ever heard it.
Yeah, that's what made me take a second look at this. And when I get prophecies, I take a look for key things in them, and if I don't find them, I just kind of disregard them. Anyway, here's the next part. Now, I want you to think about, everybody, the recent work of Barry on the Bible codes, Barry Rothman. And by the way, we're going to have him on Wednesday. Don't miss it, because he's been working on time and time travel and time machines, portals, and all of that sort of thing. And I think it's going to be one of the most interesting shows we've done. And he's done a lot of research. And as I spoke to him today, I mentioned the fact that, isn't it odd that all of this is showing up in the Torah codes? And I just find that, well, here's something that kind of confirms that. Because remember, he was talking about boson, which is Higgs boson, and that ties directly to CERN. Anyway, here's what this prophecy says. CERN leads the charge in initiating and continuing the urgent attempts to reach darker dimensions, dimensions that were never intended to be opened by man. All of the knowledge used to gain access to these realms was given to mankind by the fallen ones, those condemned already, but who shared secrets with man after they rebelled, that I did not wish for man to have. What do you think of that one?
Wow, that's absolutely remarkable. And isn't it interesting, Stuart, that over, I guess, this last year, CERN has basically gone silent. We know that they're still operating. We know they're still having earthquakes around that region. And we also know about a very odd, believe it's Nostradamus quatrain about Geneva and something that happens terrible in that place. But they're operating clandestinely right now, and we're not receiving the data.
Yeah, I think they pretty much shut a lot of that off because of the controversy surrounding their increasing power, that they're just increasing it and increasing it and increasing it. And if those visions have been true, they're going to go too far, and the whole thing breaks down and, I guess, pretty much blows up. But here's another interesting part of this prophecy. You will see things now in the natural that are anything but natural, as the offspring of hybrid beings once here long ago will be permitted to come upon the earth once again as a form of judgment. What do you think of that?
Wow.
Excuse me. Still
reminds
got that cough.
Me a little, reminds me a little bit of the giant of Kandahar, you know, recently that was Steve Quayle and them revealed, and actually Tom Horn and group, you know, did a DVD on that and some of the data in the interviews.
Yeah, I mean, Quayle's book on the giants, I think the biggest one they've picked up is like 35 feet tall. But I think they were much taller than that if you look at the Book of Enoch and what it says about them. Anyway, here's the next. Diabolical beings and creatures are returning. Their intentions are not pure, as they were not created in my image and therefore do not possess my spirit within them. The manipulation of my creation and my intentions is bringing about a most horrific reality for those left here on the earth after I remove my remnant. That's kind of an interesting remark, but it ties in directly with Isaiah, let not the giants live again. Here's the next part. Can you not hear what my spirit is speaking to you in this late hour, my people? I wish that none would perish, and in my mercy I warn and I chasten and yearn for you to come to me and listen to all I have been saying to you, but appears very few are truly repenting and surrendering their hearts and lives to me. Well, there's that word again, isn't it? That dirty, awful word, repent. We
yeah,
can't
by,
have
by
that.
The way, yeah, I just wanted to mention real quick, Stuart, that I recently got that movie from that Dan Gordon, Sam Sarbo, and Kevin Sarbo had done with Sean Hannity, Let There Be Light. And ironically, the main focus of that movie is repentance. It's actually an individual that hates God and is antichrist to the core and mocks God and is a total atheist, basically, and he has a supernatural experience that he cannot explain, and literally does a true repentance. He does an about face and walks the other way.
Yeah, it takes the Lord to reveal it a lot of time. I mean, it would be very, very interesting if people would simply just look around them to understand that there really is something wrong with humanity. I mean, if everybody's such good, has such good in their heart, why do we have wars? Why do we even have police? Why do we have rapes, murder? You name the crime, and we are filled with it. So obviously, there's something wrong with humanity, and Genesis, of course, talks about the fall. And I've always gelled it down to one thing. If you know the difference between good and evil, and you're not under the Lord's wings, you're a fallen creature. The knowledge of good and evil, that's what caused the fall. It's right there in Genesis. And cut off the spirit from the Lord. And that's why Jesus had to come down here. Anyway, I just thought that was very, very interesting because of the way it's worded. And the last part of it is, the hourglass empties rapidly, and you may not have this life by tomorrow. Come now to me quickly, my people. Now, there is something I have to get into later. Don't have time. But the word is not believe in me. The word is not have faith in me. The word is come to me. And
wow.
That relates directly back to Matthew chapter 7. Anyway, getting off that, defense report of Iranian missile threat fails to consider the God factor. Now, this comes from Israel, I believe. And what do you think about this? I mean, they seem to be arming more and more and more while everybody's talking peace, peace, peace. And what do you think about this Kim overture? Now they're walking back what Trump said. Have you heard any more about that?
I heard some of the generals and being interviewed on Fox today, and they say that they really don't trust this, that this appears to be a ploy. And some of them are remarking that Trump better go into this eyes wide open, because he said when these, if this peace negotiation begins to fail, it'll go downhill extremely rapidly, and we better be able to move on a moment's notice.
Well, they're saying that Trump never should have said he'd meet with him in the first place, I guess, that it was a blunder on his part. And but I don't really know. I mean, I don't see any reason why not to meet him, but I would certainly have conditions on it. And if you don't meet the conditions, you don't do it.
Yeah. What's interesting, Stuart, it's, you know, I know Putin plays chess, but Trump kind of plays cards, and it's almost like, you know, if North Korea was bluffing and really didn't want the dialogue but just wanted to do it for the world to hear, Trump called his, you know, he called his bluff. And now he's got to stand up or stand down.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if we could go into a false peace without a peace agreement. You know, I want to get into Ron Reese and what he's shown us, because that seems to be very, very interesting. He has set a lot of dates before. They come and go. Don't, you know, nothing happens. But the one he's got now is very, very interesting in some of the detail that he has. And it comes along at a time when the world rhetoric is war, war, and more war. And then we have this overture from Kimmy Boy, the Whiz Kid. And I didn't name him Kimmy the Whiz Kid for nothing. He's very, very intelligent. he's somebody you got to deal with. And I think he's a good chess player after all. He's an extortion expert. That's what he does. He extorts by threats. And I believe secretly they're just working to finish this off, his nuclear missiles and the nuclear warheads, so that then he is a nuclear power for sure. What do you think? I mean, I just feel, I have felt for a long time that this is a trap of some type. Or the first domino maybe to fall?
Yeah, it's very interesting, because we do know that they're very closely connected with Iran. And there's a new report out on Depthophile that says Ayatollah Khomeini is the lone nuclear holdout after Kim's invitation to Trump, and Iran is refusing to deal. And so we're really focusing in on Iran, but this whole thing seems like it's a web of a sort that's been woven, and hopefully we won't get entangled in it. But the Middle East is on, they're right on the verge of a major war unless something changes.
Yeah, and what's interesting is if you look at Kim's missiles, I see both China and Russia providing aid and comfort and maybe even high technology to Kim. Here's a interesting from this article. A high-ranking defense official revealed to the Senate on Tuesday that Iran has fully incorporated a Russian long-range anti-aircraft missile system into its military, seriously upgrading its ability to threaten U.S. and Israeli military interests in the region. But the general's report failed to take into account divine intervention, which has plagued the system in the past. Lieutenant General Robert P. Ashley Jr., director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA, told the Senate Armed Services Committee on Tuesday about Iran's generational improvement in its capabilities. So they're saying here basically that Russia is, and Kim probably obviously, are aiding and abetting Iran's rise as a nuclear power over there? Do you think Israel will preempt, or do you think Iran might preempt? You know, we have that Daniel 8.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And really at this time, you know, Israel is well known to for a preemptive strike. But Iran also knows that from the history of, you know, the way Israel has struck other locations. And at the same time, North Korea, you know, they caught them actually shipping chemical weapons parts and, you know, and ingredients to Syria. So, North Korea and Iran and Syria, they're all up to their neck in it, and Russia's in there with them. And, but this thing is on a hair trigger. I mean, really, right now. And, of course, we have sent a few thousand troops to set up, I guess what you could call anti-missile systems all over Israel, different locations across Israel. And we're prepared to defend Israel. We're already there. Most people don't even have a clue, but we are.
Yeah, we have a big underground base, I understand, over there as well. Somebody leaked that information. Okay, for Israel, it says the Juniper Cobra 2018 exercise will serve as an opportunity for the IDF and the IF in particular to enhance operational capabilities in the face of high trajectory threats, explained Brigadier General, I don't know how you pronounce that, Chief of Israel's Air Defense Command. So it says they're in the midst of a large-scale training exercise. So obviously these things cost a fair amount of money, so they must believe that this attack could come just about any time. What do you think?
Yeah,
about that?
They're prepared for an attack to come any time, and what they're not saying, too, unless you really look at the small writing, is that they're going to be there till April. So they're expecting a marked attack.
Well, here's something, switching subjects, and I don't know whether you'd call this prophetic, speculation, or what you would actually call it. A massive geomagnetic storm is going to hit the Earth on March 18th. According to scientists at the Russian Academy of Sciences, a huge magnetic storm is making its way here in current times. The storm will, as some have said, cause headaches, dizziness of people all over the world. Now, we've had reports of that before, right? I mean, was it Canary Islands where Stan Dale was getting reports of people who were literally getting sick because of the, anomaly?
Yeah.
Or North Pole or polar kind of a thing that developed. Anyway, according to the graph, 3 days before the storm on March 14th, 16th, and 17th, we will experience intense geomagnetic altercations. Once this storm reaches us on March 18th, things might be a bit odd. It can disrupt GPS navigations, disrupt satellites, and even harm power grids across the planet. This will be the third since the beginning of this year to actually reach our planet. The other two took place January 15th and February 19th, but they were not really big storms. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, that sounds rather bad. I've never seen them predict one that far ahead. Usually we only get like 48 hours notice, but the storms that we've had basically have either been G1 or G2 geomagnetic storms, and G2 can really trouble the satellites. We've been under a continuous stream of charged particles from the sun for one reason or another for almost 2 months now, with a blank sun, basically, just totally blank, no sunspots. And something really weird is going on. It makes you wonder if we're entering into that time called soon, or the the Ed Dames kill shot, I guess you could say, time frame. You know, this is odd. I've never heard of one coming. You know, we just went through a G1 geomagnetic storm in the last 24, 36 hours. So that sounds like another one and a bigger one coming. Now, I don't know what, you know, G that would be, 3 or 4 maybe. You know, they're ramping it up, if that's true. Now, I haven't seen the data on NOAA or Space Weather, either one, but, you know, I hadn't heard about that report, as I told you earlier today, so I don't know. I don't know how to, other than tell people keep an eye on things and be warned. I mean, we know this stuff is happening.
Well, they may be basing it upon the fact that they can see the other side of the sun now. And, you know, they have, I don't know if it's X-ray or how they do it, but evidently there may be a coronal hole or something of that nature coming around our way. According to NOAA, a geomagnetic storm is, by their definition, a major disturbance of the Earth's magnetosphere that occurs when there is a very efficient exchange of energy from the solar wind into the space environment and surrounding Earth. So we already know that people, I mean, I've gotten reports from people, they just feel wiped out. They feel weak. They get dizzy from time to time. And if you're very susceptible to electromagnetics, that can happen. Anyway, they say here the largest. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Larry.
Oh, I was just going to mention what you just said. I've had reports, too, from people that are feeling this. And these geomagnetic storms are bothering them. And by the way, recently, you know, I get some local newspapers, and sometimes there's 2 pages of obits. I have never, and I know that's not anything people won't think about, but, you know, I have never seen so many obits as I'm seeing over the last few months. It's just phenomenal.
Yeah, well, it could be the flu as well as all this. I mean, we are entering into a time when your physical health is under attack. And folks, you need to stock up on some essential vitamins and whatnot before they are outlawed and you can't get them anymore. Your vitamin E's, your D3's, C, and stuff like that. If they bring in this new system that they're using in Europe, which I think they would, as soon as Trump is out of office, you're going to see a clamp down like you wouldn't believe. And stock up on some of the, you know, the things you really do need. You got to remember something about our food. You may think you're eating like you eat salads and stuff like that, but a lot of the minerals are gone now from the ground. So the plants just don't have the mineral content that they did. And so you may think you're eating fine, but you're not necessarily. Anyway, the largest storms that result from these conditions are associated with solar coronal mass ejections, or CMEs. And so I'm not sure where they're getting this is going to come from. But anyway, it's kind of a weird article, and I just thought I should bring it up. And here's one that's interesting. Larry, NASA astronaut who spent a year in space now has different DNA from his twin. Now, remember that mystic over there? Oh, I can't remember where he came from. But he was talking about these cosmic waves that are coming in from the center of the Milky Way galaxy. And that is from Dr. Paul LaViolette, who was one of the first to talk about gravity waves, cosmic waves that come out from the center of the Milky Way. Now, we have pictures of activity. What he says is the core of these galaxies, and the Milky Way included, are usually very quiet. But then they go into, I guess a feeding frenzy would be the way to speak of it, where they gobble up stars by the hundreds or by the thousands. And when this is happening, they emit huge radiation spikes coming out from the core. and they are cosmic waves as well as gravitational waves. They have already photographed gravitational waves, and we have also photographed huge activity now coming out of the core of the Milky Way. So the light of that activity has already reached us. We have the pictures of it, which probably means that this gravitational wave and these cosmic waves are going to soon be here, which gives verification to, I think it was the Camelot project, where they interviewed Dr. LaViolette. And an insider called in, and he was the one who said that they already have photographed the gravitational and cosmic waves coming in. And he thought maybe they'd reach here 2018, 2019, 2017. They weren't exactly sure. So a gravitational wave, if the only way to describe it, if you could put a ping pong ball, like in your bathtub, with water in it, obviously, and you agitate the water, just watch the ping pong ball go up and down and spin. Well, that's exactly what's going to happen to Earth when this hits. And Dr. Paul LaViolette has already proved that they've had cosmic waves come through, and it alters the DNA of life here on Earth. And they have found mutations soon after that. So that brings to mind what this mystic said, that we were going to go through one of these waves. And remember, Larry, we have talked from time to time about how one of these waves could be related very closely to the rapture of the church and how it could distort time and space. What do you think?
Well, that's very interesting, because I remember those conversations. And you know, we find the data out there. It's out there, but it's not just available, you know, in mainstream media. And one of the interesting things is the fact that they have concluded that the gravity waves are multidimensional. So that apparently is even affecting dimensions other than ours.
Yeah, and I think that that stuff that Barry was getting into is very fascinating, and it's kind of interesting to me. Not only is he finding it in the Torah codes, but right now. Why is this being revealed now? And remember what the Lord said about taking his people out. It would be in the twinkling of an eye. So rapid, you could, if you blinked, you'd miss the thing if you were left behind. The person you were talking to just wouldn't be there anymore. And that's basically what that mystic said. When this happens, people are going to vanish, instantly vanish. And so it's getting very, very interesting, particularly with this DNA. I've positive in my own mind that when a person comes to Christ and is really authentically born again, the DNA is changed inside them. And I think if you go back into Genesis, there's a DNA change in the fall, which is why the Twin Towers, that's part of the DNA. You have to, if you go on to, I think it'd be YouTube, just type in Twin Towers DNA or something of that nature, you'd find an awful lot of stuff about why they use, for example, 923. And it has to do with your DNA structure. It has to do with how you're made up. And, of course, we go from a twin to one or hybrid. So it's very, very interesting. All of this is all tied together. And we really don't know, do we, what this universe is like.
Well, you know, you said something years ago when we were talking about creatures and the different kinds of creatures, and you said that you felt like, you know, you could just literally, some of the different DNA that's there that they call junk DNA is not really junk. It's some stuff that if it ever turned on, that'd be a different creature.
Yes. That's, to me, disproves evolution, because everything has a complete set of DNA, and certain switches are turned off and certain switches are turned on. If you turn on certain switches, we get Larry. If you turn on a few other switches, you get Stewie. And you know, it's there are billions of these switches that can be turned on and off. So then you have to ask the question, well, who created the switches in the first place? And secondly, who's turning them on and off? You know, I mean, these kind of questions people really should think on. And here's another one about DNA. Russia begins feeding half the world as fears grow over American GMO plot to alter our DNA. And that kind of interesting. Now, that's sort of fall. So you have to take these things with a grain of salt, but I think this one's probably very accurate. What do you think about that? I mean, why are they messing with all these new genetic modification operations for plants?
Yeah, and Stuart, it's not just Russia. There are other countries that are not accepting any of our foodstuffs that have got changes in it, you know, from what is that, Monsanto?
Yes, Monsanto, yep. Particularly Roundup. And they keep, now I was working for an outfit down in Texas, and what he did was he made these high clearance tractors with detasseling equipment and was selling them to all the major seed companies. Well, in their labs, they keep changing these things. They're changing the DNA of these plants. That's how they do it. They genetically modify, and especially corn. And, of course, corn syrup, whatever they call it, isn't just about everything. So if they modify it, you eat it, it can possibly change your DNA structure. Just makes you wonder exactly how far. I'll read part of this. This is kind of interesting. A new Ministry of Agriculture report states that this year's grain harvest is the largest on record, enabling Russia to now feed half of the world, and could not have come at a more critical moment in time, as chilling evidence is now showing that the DNA methylation process used by the Americans to create their genetically modified GMO foods has been found to be accumulating in GMO corn. Many experts believe it is causing demasculinized boys and young men whose sperm counts among the world's male population have declined as much as 40 to 50%. And I've read that elsewhere, that the sperm count in American men is way, way down. What do you think about that?
Well, I actually saw a report today on Fox, and they were saying that masculinity in America is way, way down, too, and that women are taking over.
Well, that's part of Jeremiah's prophecies, that the men become as women. And that is part of that demasculinity. Well, of course, all you got to do is watch the TV ads, and they make the men absolutely stupid. But the women are highly, highly intelligent, and they become the controllers. And I think that's one of the reasons why there's such a high rate of these ads now that are doing this. They're trying to, how do I say, unisex, where everything's equal, which is probably directly related to these kids now who are, How do you word that? Confused over whether they're a man or a woman or a boy or a girl, and that their anatomy doesn't seem to matter. So with all this confusion, doesn't that kind of lead into what we're watching? That there's a little difference between the men and the women? I remember a sci-fi picture, Starship Trooper, I think was the name of it. Did you ever see that one?
Oh, I've seen that numerous times. Yeah, the bugs.
Yeah, and that was, you know, everybody was, that was definitely Nazi Germany all over again, only a high-tech version of it. But remember how the men and the women all showered together, and there was basically unisex.
Yeah.
And Bible prophecy says that marriage will be outlawed, not going to be any marriage under the Antichrist system. So this, it's all leading to this total mass confusion of who we are, what we are, and it's totally Antichrist. Because God did not create Adam and Steve. He created Adam and Eve. And there is a big difference there, I think. Maybe. What do you think? I don't know.
Oh, well, I guess you got to laugh or you'll cry. But as you were saying that, I was reminded of the old movie, the sci-fi movie, The Fly. If you remember that, and that's the only time I remember a sex changing is when things started to fall off.
Yes. Yeah. Getting back to Barry Rothman, I was thinking about when we're going to have him on Wednesday, but as I talked to him this afternoon, we were talking about some of the movies that are out there about time travel. And Deja Vu is one of them. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
And then there was another one. I can't think of the name. Well, Back to the Future. But there was another one he mentioned. And they are beginning to crack this. But I have to wonder if, you know, the Lord has his prophecies. And Jesus said, not one dot, not one tittle shall ever pass from any of this that's been uttered. Which means they may be able to go back and observe something or go forward to observe something. But no way are they going to be able to go back and change anything of significance, let's put it that way, of major significance. They wouldn't. I can't imagine the Lord allowing that. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention there's a brand new, you know, I told you about this A Wrinkle in Time novel by Madeline Ellingall. And I actually got the original movie, which is a DVD, A Wrinkle in Time, and me and Darnett watched it, and wow, it had a lot of stuff in it. Now, I can't say anything for the movie that's just coming out. They just did a remake of it, and Oprah Winfrey and some other stars starring it. It's coming out this weekend, I think, in theaters. I don't know how good it is. But the movie that I watched that was made from the book is A Wrinkle in Time, and it talks about celestial beings, the great darkness, the cloud of evil that comes against the universe and begins to devour planets. And it has literally got, for the young people, the book and the movie has incredible science and spirituality applications that are phenomenal. It's just absolutely phenomenal. And it just, you know, dovetails back into what Barry Rothman's been finding and what we've been talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something coming. I think it's going to surprise everyone. I mean, when you really look at what the Lord had to say about it, he said, pray always that you stand before yet you be found worthy to stand before the Son of Man and escape all these things that are coming upon the earth. And it's got to be very bad. And Daniel says this is a time of trouble unlike anything ever seen before. Jesus reiterates that in the New Testament. And we've all pointed to the destroyer. But I think there's a combination of things that are all coming together, convergence of solar cycles, the destroyer coming in, gravitational wave, and cosmic waves. And because we do not know how the rapture is going to occur, it could be very easily to just a simple change in the electromagnetic structure or in the frequency change, and you'd be gone in a split second. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say that's what Stan Dale seems to indicate is he is kind of looking at a change in frequency that would change everything.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, yeah. Stuart, you know, the sun has become so anomalous, and the sun really affects our entire, you know, galaxy, the whole solar system. You know, it's something Stan was kind of concerned with, because he said not only over the last number of years has the sun been changing light and, you know, radiation, but it's also changing frequencies. And he said, we're not really familiar with all those frequencies. Matter of fact, a lot of them we can't monitor or even hear.
Yeah, they're outside of our range of recognition or seeing or anything else. Yeah, this is, I think we really are coming up on a very, very anomalous time for the sun. And Stan, I think, said too that that could happen where the sun might just blink out. And that would be the 3 days of darkness that Roman Catholic prophecy has had for years and years. It's going to be 3 days of total darkness. And Stan said, when that happens, do not go outside at all. Stay inside. Wherever you're caught, stay inside. Even if it's for 3 days, you'll survive. I guess it's something to do with the radiation that will be coming down our way. So,
yeah,
I don't think we have a clue, Larry. I think we're going to be in a time unprecedented, and it's not going to be good for humanity. Anyway, getting back to this report, too much population, no problem. Let's just pick some groups that aren't contributing much to the global economy and kill them off. There'll be a fewer mouths to feed, more land to grow food for the rest of us, and more water to irrigate the crops. Well, that is actually what the rich men have openly basically said in their writings. They want a massive depopulation. It's in the Georgia Guidestones. The end result is 500 million worldwide. Well, that means you got to kill off about what, 6.5 billion people?
Yeah.
So the question is how they think they're going to do it. You know? Anyway, what you got that you want to bring in?
I found something really interesting because of, you know, two reports actually from Skywatch TV, and I'd like your opinion on both of them because it involved Trump.
Yes.
This is Skywatch TV with Thomas Horn. Number one article is Sign of Antichrist Imminent Arrival, Global Support Erupting for a Third Temple Coin Tying President Trump and Ancient King Cyrus and the building of the third temple. Now, that's interesting. And then on the other hand, also, there's a new report. It says a new movie to send shockwaves this October. It says a film based on Defender Publishing book, The Trump Prophecies, and, of course, we know that was by Mark Taylor, to receive wide national theatrical release just before the midterm elections. And this is going to be about Trump. I think the name of the new film is going to be Commander, and it's going to be all across the country. I guess talking about Trump and the Mark Taylor prophecies. I'm not sure how that's going to come out or what it's about, but there's a lot coming out about Trump.
Well, and you know, I've often wondered, are we entering into this period of peace? You know, Trump is very shrewd. Player. He's smarter than most people. He's been in this business for years. He knows all of these people worldwide. He's made billions of dollars. And, you know, people forget he's serving without any pay, whatever. And they say that this trade thing that he worked up, this trade barrier, which, by the way, Noyes claims is coming. I want to get into that a little bit before we run out of time. But I think people are underestimating Trump. Consider what he has done that's good for the United States, good for the people, against all odds of deep state. And, you know, when you really stop and analyze all the things that he has accomplished, we're still bottoming out economically wise. But let me read a little bit of what Noyes has to say was coming. And this is why I'm a little bit skeptical about all these peace when there is no peace and, you know, all of this stuff. Here's what some of the things she says. Summer, many people, and this is from Phoenix Rising, folks, very interesting book. This lady is Antichrist to the core. She comes right out and says so. She doesn't believe in any of that stuff. However, people have, Jesus said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, not just Christians, not just Jewish people, but all around the world. They will be given dreams and visions, and we prove out whether it's real or not by whether it comes to pass. But anyway, this is what she says. Many people have great unrest deep in their hearts about who they're working for. Many workplaces not be fair. These working peoples give boss all they got to give. They give and they give. They get no stuff back. They're going to stop work. They're going to work. Now, you got to remember, this was issued back in 1967, I believe it was. That's 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Many working people's all going to stop work. That strikes and be plenty angry. It's going to go on all over. And then she says this. Let me go over here. Bosses going to take business places to other lands. Has that happened? Bosses get good business and get good workers all at the same time. See, many peoples have no monies no more. They also going to get machines to do work of the workers. Then she says, here's what Mary Summer Rain says. Then you foresee major companies relocating their factories from America and constructing them overseas where they can operate in a more advantaged, cost-effective manner. And they'll also retrofit the remaining American factories to accommodate a greater utilization of computer automation, resulting in massive layoffs. Has that happened or not?
Yeah.
That's just one of things. Then she says, a lot of factories will relocate. Won't that also affect our import-export balance? Yep, going to change. They're going to get real bad, maybe almost stop even. When that almost stop, many more big businesses and factories going to stop too. Many people now out of work, no place to work. Many peoples be plenty angry. Then she says that president have more monies for more poor people by making all other people pay more monies to the country, taxes. They're going to raise taxes to do it. And then she talks about how this thing is all going to stop. We gonna go on now. After big business go away from peoples, tiny ones also gonna stop. Many people think they be okay. They safe because they have own business, because they have no have to work for boss. They all be wrong. And she talks about the stock market going to absolute zero. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Everybody out there, particularly the people that are economic rogues, they're all saying that the global economy is ready to go down anytime. Anyway, money place is going to stop, she says. They're not going to give out more big monies to build. That's exactly what's happening right now. The banks stopped giving out big loans for, 2-3 years ago now? No more people's going to have monies for houses. No more places left to even sell houses. So the whole thing goes. and it's going to go down the tube, she says. Many people's going to try to sell house and land to get more monies to live. They're not going to get enough even. They're going to still owe plenty monies. Stuff going to be like big whirlpools, cycled going down and down, deep and deeper. It's going to suck way down. It's not ever going to go up again. So there you go. She is saying that when this starts to hit, and you remember Dave Wilkinson's vision. He said the banks closed for 6 months.
Yeah.
And Noyes makes a comment in here about having some cash around, because cash will be king during this whole process. And didn't you run into that somewhere down there where they had an electrical failure or something, and the only way you could get anything was to pay cash?
Yeah, that was some stores around Mena, Arkansas, and that region. All electronics went down, and if you didn't have cash, you couldn't buy anything.
Yeah, folks, I know we're running short here on time, but if you don't have cash, put it in under the mattress or hide it somewhere, but do have some cash so that you can survive, because even a massive CME can wipe out our whole electrical grid. And the only way you're going to be able to buy anything is through cash. This is going to get very, very interesting, according to her. And I'm not telling people to believe it necessarily, but so far from what I have just read, I don't see where she's off. Everything she said has happened or happening now.
Yeah, and a lot of people that don't realize who she is, this is an old Native American woman that lived in an old kind of vacant house out in the middle of the woods without even electricity or, I guess, running water. I mean, you know, it's shocking. And of course, if you haven't read her book, Phoenix Rising, boy, there's a lot of stuff covered in there, including aliens.
Yes, the arrival, and she talks about the church and how the church is affected by it, and how the Bible will become basically unbelievable at that point when the arrival takes place, because the aliens are going to have all kinds of proof with them. Yeah, this is amazing stuff. And again, I can't tell people to believe what she says, but you can go on the track record of the things that she's talking about. And in fact, the Trump tariffs is the start probably of massive trade wars. She talks about that there are going to be massive trade wars, and that the countries not trust each other, and it finally degenerates down into massive war. And I think we're very, very close to that. Anyway, I thought it was kind of interesting, because we are very on a tippy, how do I say, economic system. And this boon in the stock market, don't let it fool you. Anything that goes up that fast is a balloon. All you got to do is stick a pin in it, and down it goes. And what goes up has to come down. So just a warning for people who think they're going to make a fortune in the stock market because of how it's going up. Anyway, what else you got, Larry? We got 90 seconds.
Oh, I was just going to mention that Holly Dale had a comment today. She said Native Americans were the true immigrants migrating to the America continent in three waves, and says DNA shows this. She says, when do we get to call ourselves Americans again in the USA?
Well, really? Well, I've always thought that the Native Americans, and I know a lot of people laugh and mock when I say it, I think they are part of the lost tribes. And I think the DNA is going to prove it when they really get down to it. There's something about Native Americans and their Native American blankets and all of that stuff that they have.
Yeah.
Very, very much like temple stuff back in the days of King David and whatnot. People really need, they mock it anyway. They say that can't possibly be true. I think it's going to be proven true. What do you think?
Well, I think exactly. Matter of fact, I know we don't have enough time. Maybe the next program we can talk a little more on that subject.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. And I did do an interview with your wife about blood work, so that was kind of interesting. Anyway, folks, thanks a lot for listening, and we'll see you next week if the Lord is willing. So take care of yourselves and get some cash and put it under the mattress. Anyway, good night, take care, and we'll see you next week.